This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba ordered an increase in security at the country's embassies around the world after a letter bomb exploded at the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid on Wednesday.
"We will defend each Ukrainian, not only in Ukraine, but also abroad, with all available means. When it is established who carried out this act of terror, we will do everything so this person or these people receive the maximum punishment."
Ukraine on Thursday urged the European Union to include in its new sanctions package measures that would target Russia's missile industry after Moscow's systematic strikes on the country's energy grid. Following military defeats on the ground, Russia began targeting Ukrainian energy facilities, causing severe damage and power shortages ahead of winter. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived at the White House to fanfare during a ceremony on the South Lawn Thursday morning. In remarks, the president said through an interpreter that the U.S. and France face more work together, especially because of Russia's war in Ukraine, saying, quote, "As war returns to the European soil, following Russia's aggression against Ukraine, and in light of the multiple crises our nations and our societies face, we need to become brothers in arms once more," end quote. Later in the day, U.S. President Joe Biden said that his efforts to create U.S. jobs were not intended to be at Europe's expense after complaints by French President Emmanuel Macron over state support to green industry. He told a joint news conference with Macron, quote, "My point is we're back in business, Europe is back in business, and we're going to continue to create manufacturing jobs in America, but not at the expense of Europe," end quote. Prince William's godmother has been embroiled in a racism scandal at a time when the Prince of Wales and his wife are on an official visit to the United States. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lady Susan Hussey resigned as a member of the royal household after she made offensive comments to a black advocate for survivors of domestic abuse at an event at Buckingham Palace. Witness Mandu Reid recalls the incident.
"And there was question after question about where she was really from, where her people came from, what her nationality was. And Gozi said, 'I'm British, I was born in the UK,' but that wasn't enough for this person."
Prince William's office quickly responded by saying racism has no place in our society, as he sought to prevent the backlash during his visit to Boston. The latest incident took place at a reception hosted by Camilla, the Queen Consort. The episode is a reminder of last year's comments by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, in an interview with Oprah Winfrey. Meghan alleged that a member of the royal family inquired about the colour of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her first child. Karen Chamas, London.
Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez said Thursday he had tested positive for COVID-19. He took part in a NATO meeting in Romania earlier this week. Álvarez tweeted his symptoms are mild and that he'll continue working. He was in Bucharest on Tuesday and Wednesday for a gathering of NATO foreign ministers. China is softening its tone on the severity of COVID-19 and easing some coronavirus restrictions, even as its daily case toll hovers near record highs. This after anger over the world's toughest curbs fueled protests across the country. Health authorities announcing the relaxation of measures did not mention the protests. Several cities and the world's second largest economy are breaking with practice by lifting district lockdowns and allowing businesses to reopen, all while still reporting new infections. And rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano could swallow the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island as early as this weekend, and experts said there's nothing humans can do to stop it. Mauna Loa awoke from its 38-year slumber Sunday, spewing volcanic ash and debris into the sky. The molten rock is drawing thousands of awestruck sightseers as it passes near Volcanoes National Park. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.